Kansas real estate headlines. Kansas Register of Deeds Association, your go-to for recording fees and document info. The Kansas Register of Deeds Association maintains a website with information about Kansas Registers of Deeds, fee schedules for recording documents, and related resources. Real estate professionals in KS need accurate recording fee schedules and county contact details to close transactions smoothly and avoid costly delays. Bookmark htskrodsets.com/ for quick access to recording fees and Register of Deeds information statewide. Kansas Real Estate Headlines. Johnson County KS Building Permits. Track Unincorporated Development Activity. Johnson County provides building permits for properties located in its unincorporated areas. Real estate professionals in KS need permit data to assess inventory pipelines, new construction trends, and development hotspots in one of the state's largest metro counties. Bookmark the Johnson County Building Permits portal to monitor unincorporated permit activity. /doofcagov.org/department/building-codes/building-permits. Kansas Real Estate Headlines, Kansas Public Records Online Directory now available to KS Real Estate Pros. A centralized online directory for Kansas public records has been published, providing access to state-level public record resources. Real estate professionals in KS can quickly locate property records, ownership history, and other public documents essential for transactions and due diligence. Bookmark publicrecords.netronline.com/state/KS for fast access to Kansas public records searches. Background and context, the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most KS jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESAE is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESAE itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.